seen the devil in a dark coal mine. I've been higher than a Georgia pine.
Good morning. Good morning and welcome to Road Warrior Radio. You're tuned in live this Friday, December 28th. It's Friday, 2018, on the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network as we make our way into the new year. It's going to be interesting, isn't it? What bad guys have in store over the next 5 to 25 years is, I don't know if there are enough adjectives and superlatives. So it's going to be interesting. It really does sort of come down to all of the things we've heard about, all the things that have been discussed on this network. And, barring some miracle, I've said it before, I call it Jonah's gospel, yet 40 days and America will be overthrown. And Jonah was a reticent messenger. Some of us are reticent messengers for different reasons. It's not a fun message. And especially in this day and age of positivism, it's not welcomed or accepted unless there's some kind of positive spin or silver lining on it. Well, it's not always positive. Sorry. That's not the way that it works. But, reality is not always positive. And there's not always a silver lining. You look at some of the stories in the Bible. We could argue a silver lining there. I'm just saying in the immediate context, there's not always a silver lining. Sometimes bad things happen and there are consequences. And so, for example, our drift in this society from virtue, morality, and religion, there are consequences. We used to Can you imagine? You look at shows. I mean, I mentioned when Fred in Iowa called in yesterday. And by the way, the phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Again, 800-313-9443. When during Fred and Iowa's call yesterday, he mentioned he doesn't have cable anymore, and he watches antenna. And you can get, in most places, the you can actually get digital television on antenna, and you can get those old reruns from the 50s, 60s, 70s. And it's interesting to go back and watch some of those broadcasts. You watch and some of the old movies, and you'll see the depiction of things, you know, like women were not allowed in saloons, in card rooms, or at poker tables and things like that, because it was unladylike. And to treat a woman like a man was considered socially taboo and unacceptable. Just a different standard. It's not that women couldn't play cards. I mean, my grandmother taught us all as kids how to play cards, and we used to do that as a family, sort of a ritual almost every time we got together as a family. But it's just a different standard. And now we're led to believe that men and women are confused about whether or not they're men and women, or we shouldn't impose hate speech of gender on children. It's just, it's crazy where we are in America. That is bizarre and abnormal. You know, I mentioned yesterday, and I have previously, things that are bizarre and abnormal. And, you know, so much of what's happening in America today is bizarre and abnormal. When we talk about robots doing everything people can do, there are things that robots can't do, or a robot can't emote the way that people can. And of course, you know, you get into controversy about that. Robots don't create art. They are made by the creator, the person or persons who made them. And again, controversy there. And there's a point where we bump into the issue of the singularity, transhumanism, posthumanism, and we have to ask the question, is it really a robot anymore? When you hear Jordy Rose talking, for example, or other folks, is it really a robot at that point? Is it really technology, machine learning, artificial intelligence, or is there a moment, you know, you see these dystopic sorts of scenarios, iRobot, or Robopocalypse, or these kinds of scenarios where there's a moment where, you know, or Skynet, there's a moment where the machine became sentient, and then suddenly it turned bad. Was that really technology, or was that demonic infiltration? Has mankind been conscripted to build silicon-based vessels for demonic infiltration and subversion? You know, because these carbon-based vessels are unreliable, as Genesis 6 proved, and afterward. So, I mean, have we been conscripted? Has mankind been conscripted to the task of building silicon-based vessels for demonic infiltration? And will that be the counterfeit of machine learning and artificial intelligence. Look, it's sentient. It's a machine when actually it's demonically possessed, essentially. Sounds far-fetched, but look at the day and age we're living in. I don't think it's really so far-fetched, especially when you read some of the things that guys like Ray Kurzweil have written. Or, again, you listen to Jordy Rose's Tech Vancouver talk last year, which is, you know, I mean, this is the era that we're living in. This stuff is being normalized. So the title of that talk was Jordy Rose of Kindred AI presents super intelligent aliens are coming to Earth. You know, like the Lovecraftian old ones, he said. Oh, you mean demons? That's what he said. That was a Tech Vancouver talk last July. That was a tech conference. That was not, you know, some gathering of tinfoil hat UFO following folks. That was the June 2017 Tech Vancouver conference. So you have that. You have, you know, other crazy stuff. I mean, we've played the soundbite of Scott Klosowski at the 2016 Gaming Expo. And that video is titled Scott Klosowski, Digital Transformation of Humanity and Gaming. What does that mean? Digital transformation. And we play that clip of him saying what we have to understand is that we're going to move from mobile to wearables to implantables. And I know it's hard. It's a hard thought for some people to think about, but we're going to move to implant. We're going to be implanting technology so we can connect better to technology. We're going to move from mobile to wearables to implantables. You know, when you look at the stuff that's floating around, Fitbits and things, and all of these other devices, there's technology that does all that stuff. You know, your phone counts your steps whether you like it or not. And I dare say that anybody that has a Fitbit on probably has their phone on them too. How many ways do you need your steps counted? Oh yeah, but that doesn't, you know, keep my heart rate and all these other things. That I've talked about this in the past. I've never heard anyone say, if I didn't have my Fitbit, then I would or would not have, you know, it saved my life or it has helped me in ways nothing else could. What was ever wrong with those little clickers that we had? You know, you could put the little clicker on your belt, the little analog clicker, and it would count your steps. Oh, there's no app for that. That's not cool. Which gets back to Jacques Ellul saying that because of the myth of progress, it's easier to sell a man an electric razor than a straight-edged one. It's a myth. And again, back to Vance Packard's Hidden Persuaders, the psychological obsolescence concept, which is continually falling forward. So we've played these clips. There's, you know, that stuff is out there. So it's not as far-fetched as it would have seemed, I don't know, 20 years ago, 30 years ago, 10 years ago to most people. But again, if you're reading Kurzweil, published in 99, what was he foreshadowing by 2019, 2029, 2049, etc., 2099? And you have to understand that this is not guesswork or speculation. This is, you know, these things that they've written are roadmaps. This is what they're working on. That's exactly what Kurzweil has written is exactly what he's working on at Google now. And has been ever since the days in the 1960s when he built laptops in briefcases. So for folks like Ray Kurzweil and those who are supporting his efforts, it's always been about that. It's always been about transhumanism, which means what? Posthumanism, which means what? The singularity. And essentially escaping the fire that Peter reminds us of in 2 Peter chapter 3. So hot, it will consume the elements. Bad guys have been, you know, speculating, well, maybe they don't know that that's what they're working on. But the reason for the singularity is to try to escape the fire that we read about in 2 Peter chapter 3. There was the flood. Tower of Babel was a shaking of, you know, Nimrod's fist in God's face, or an attempt at that anyway. Go ahead, make it rain again. We'll just go up in the tower. And God basically said, I guess you missed the memo. It's not by water this time, but by fire. So now bad guys are working on a way to escape the fire. Maybe if we can download our consciousness into our laptop, maybe information will escape the fire. Maybe information, because it's void and massless, maybe it's outside time and space. Maybe it's like God. Maybe. Yeah. That's really not a, that's not a long-term plan for success. But I digress. So it's interesting what we see shaping up. And because we have departed from virtue, morality, and religion, we are in an awful mess here in America. And, so talk more about that and I guess things in the news and stuff. It's important to note the RBN fundraiser with Frontsight Firearms Training Institute will not be promoted. RBN won't be able to promote that after the first of the year, after the first of January. So there is the reminder. Please call Dan Sutterfield now. Write down his numbers and pass them on to friends and family if you'd like to take advantage of the offer before the promotions end. And you can contact RBN anytime for more information, but there's a post on the top of the republicbroadcasting.org site right now. Go check it out. To the phones, John in Tennessee, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Well, thank you, Chris.
Good morning.
Let's see, where to begin? I was just talking about this 30 or 40 minutes ago. We're talking Humanity Plus, transhumanism. You go to humanityplus.org on their homepage. They talk about whole body prosthetics. So what on earth is that?
Right.
I hear
well,
music.
Yeah, well, let's talk about that on the other side of the break. Stick around, folks. We'll be right back.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Welcome back. We're on the phones. We have John in Tennessee on the line. John, you mentioned Humanity Plus. We're talking about transhumanism, posthumanism, the singularity, and all that nonsense. And where, you know, I started today's broadcast saying what bad guys have planned over the next 5 to 25 years in particular is what I would call frightening and dystopic. I really am very concerned for our children and our grandchildren. And you mentioned Humanity Plus, and like you said, folks can go to humanityplus.org and see what you're talking about.
Oh, and it's not just some crackpot's website. That's what we need to understand. This is this is highly educated, elite individuals from around the world in government, in, you know, in academia, physiologists, physicists, medical doctors, religious leaders, they're all looking to do something that, Chris, you and I have talked before, they could have it for free. Yep. It's what God wants you to have, is eternal life.
Right.
But they're trying to do it another way. And what did Paul say? If anyone preaches any other gospel, let him be accursed. And these people are saying, we have the technology. It's like the $6 million man. We were being prepped for it 45 years ago.
Yep.
This guy dies in a plane crash who happens to be an astronaut.
Steve Austin. Yeah.
An astronaut from NASA, which is to deceive by lifting up. And they rebuild him. Let me understand this. My son has been hearing impaired since he was a child. He's going on 40. At that time, if I thought they could give him some kind of an implant and restore his hearing, I would have been all for it because he's my son. But knowing what I know now, would I want a cochlear implant or, some kind of a artificial heart? Or, look, we've got an appointment we're going to keep, and it is what it is. Now, no one wants, anyway, I got off track. What I'm going back to is something that came to my mind today. You know, we've heard about the black goo and all the rest of this stuff. What if there's something more? What if there's a couple different forms of black goo? And one of them we call black gold, you know, because it is supposedly a carbon-based from billions and billions of dinosaurs, if you believe that, let me sell you some oceanfront property in Kansas. You know, I mean, this is all stuff that we are so ready to believe because we misunderstand that we're actually getting worse. We're not getting better. That we don't have any hope, that we are hopeless unless we go to the one that gives us hope.
Exactly. Yep. The author and finisher of our faith. Yeah, speaking of cochlear implants, I mean, as you know, we get sold these concepts under a specious guise always. It's a good thing, you know, we're helping children here, we're helping shut-ins communicate with the rest of the world, and we're opening up the world to these people. Look, a dog can hear for the first time. Look what happens when a dog can, oh, how beautiful. And that's, you know, it sounds nice, but when you step back and wonder, how does this kind of technology, these people are not paying the kind of money that is required to advance this sort of technology and this sort of research and development. So what's really going on here? And then you read Kurzweil's Age of Spiritual Machines, you get to chapter 11, 2029. What does Kurzweil plan for what is now on the horizon in the next 10 years? And the sooner the better, these guys think. And when it comes to this kind of stuff, you know, here's what Kurzweil envisioned over the next 10 years or by 2029. Displays are now implanted in the eyes with a choice of permanent implants or removable implants, not contact lenses anymore. Now we have a heads-up display. Images are projected directly onto the retina, providing the usual, indeed, high-resolution, three-dimensional overlay of the physical world. This is what virtual reality, VR and AR, are. This is where they're headed, folks, if you don't know. These implanted visual displays also act as a camera to capture visual images, thus are both input and output devices. And I've talked several times over the years about the guy who, gosh, I want to say it was 2008, or nine, right around there, the guy who, it was a big CNN story. He lost his sight in one eye. And speaking of Steve Austin, you know, got a new bionic eye and was going to go around the country filming things with his bionic eye and made a documentary out of what he filmed with his bionic eye. And we all know the controversy of Google Glass and how people, you know, we weren't quite ready for it then, but it's coming. Everything's going to be filmed. Everybody you talk to, you're filmed. We see the cameras everywhere on every light, even in the smallest little hamlets and corners of the country. Why is that? Why do we need to do that? Especially since George Orwell, Eric Arthur Blair, wrote about that. Didn't he? Cameras everywhere. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
There is an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs.
I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Welcome back. Bottom of the first hour of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast. This Friday, December 28th, 2018. You wonder if folks will look back in years and say, man, you know, do they have a crystal ball? So we're talking about humanityplus.org. Not really. We just read what bad guys write. And I believe that they mean what they say and they say what they mean. I think that the devil is a ruthless taskmaster, and they have to document everything, and that gets into esoteric ground I don't want to cover today. But we're talking about transhumanism, I guess, generally the singularity, humanityplus.org. And I mentioned Kurzweil and the Age of Spiritual Machines, chapter 11, 2029, what Ray Kurzweil envisions in just the next 10 years. This was published 20 years ago in 1999. And by the way, as an anecdotal aside, he quotes Ted Kaczynski, the Unabomber. And that was a point that Bill Joy found particularly disturbing. And he wrote about it in his article back in 2000, his April Fool's article, Why the Future Doesn't Need Us. And if you don't know who Bill Joy is, it might be worth looking up. Anyway, so what Ray Kurzweil envisioned by 2029, already 20 years ago, Age of Spiritual Machines was published. And so, speaking of cochlear implants, he wrote, and this is where, you know, we hear about contact lenses and things, cochlear implants, it's such a wonderful thing. Well, this is what Kurzweil wrote. I read what he wrote about, essentially contact lenses, these displays that are now permanent or removable. Maybe you still have a choice. Cochlear implants, originally used just for the hearing impaired, are now ubiquitous. Do we know what the word ubiquitous means? These implants provide auditory communication in both directions. Okay, so like the implants that might just be permanent, they are an input-output device, the cochlear implants that are ubiquitous. These implants provide auditory communication in both directions between the human user and the worldwide computing network. By the way, that was one of the primary reasons for embarking down the path of the interwebs, to counterfeit God's character and nature, his omniscience and omnipresence, the ubiquity of the web. Direct neural pathways have been perfected for high bandwidth connection to the human brain. This is where it gets interesting. This allows bypassing certain neural regions, for example, visual pattern recognition, long-term memory. Why are bad guys always so concerned with those regions of the particular? And augmenting or replacing the functions of these regions with computing performed either in a neural implant or externally. And if you don't believe that's exactly what, I mean, this is a concerted effort. And like John pointed out, the impetus over at humanityplus.org, among other places, is precisely that. Go read their transhumanist declaration and see. Number one, humanity stands to be profoundly affected by science and technology in the future, et cetera, et cetera. Number two, we believe that humanity's potential is still mostly unrealized, and we've been groomed on this for a long time. Remember those conversations we were having back in the 80s, 70s, where people were throwing around the sound bites? You know, Einstein said we only use about 10% of our brain, and man, what if we could? We've been groomed on this stuff for a long time, and all of that BNC movie stuff, all of that sci-fi literature stuff that was made into movies. And, you know, you see over at humanityplus.org, lest we think that Kurzweil is just out on a limb, Ben Goertzel's book is advertised over there, 10 Years to the Singularity If We Really Try, and other essays on AGI and its implications. So AGI is artificial general intelligence, and it goes right hand in hand with transhumanism and posthumanism and the singularity. And Goertzel's book was published back in 2014, but it's the same discussion. And so right from the outset, maybe you go to Amazon, for example, the book description mentions Ray Kurzweil has projected the date for a technological singularity as 2045. AI researcher Ben Goertzel believes it could potentially happen much sooner if appropriate attention and resources are focused on the right R&D projects. And of course, Goertzel is part of the board over at Humanity Plus. And you have other poster children for this kind of stuff, Natasha Vita Moore, Aubrey de Grey. I always want to call him Dorian Gray for his work on, you know, we can cure aging. It's just a disease. Anyway, to hopefully that supports your point, John. And like you said, it's one of these things that has deep pockets backing it. Bad guys like David Rockefeller want to live forever. So, you know, they want to freeze their head and have their consciousness downloaded into a laptop. And,
well, the thing is, they're using people like this Natasha Vita, whatever the heck her name is. Okay? It's a pretty lady that looks like it might be a guy to me, okay?
But I think pretty is a relative term. If she's pretty, then
well, you know what I mean. She's a strange looking woman is what
she's I would call her androgynous looking.
And
I think that's being kind. Yeah, I think that's being kind.
Okay, you took the words out of my mouth. But what I'm saying is if you go read her interview, and even in the introduction to the interview, she's talking about, listen, modifying the human, not genome, the human germ line. So to these people, humans are germs that need to be modified, and they're doing it through transhumanism. It even states the goal is a post-human existence. And again, for, you know, beating this horse that ought to die, truthfully, is that all of this, because although their knees will bow, every knee shall bow, rather than do it now, they're trying to do it in their own intelligence, because they're so smart, Chris, professing themselves to be wise, they become fools, ever learning, never coming to the knowledge of the truth. And that's, and they say, well, John, what difference does it make? What good does it do you to know? Why would you even look at it? You know, it's all in God's hands, and that's all true. But we're instructed to reprove, rebuke, and exhort others. And if we're doing it silently, then I don't know how you can say you're doing anything if you're not opening your mouth, either for fear of losing a job or being marginalized or someone saying, that's the craziest man I ever heard or the craziest woman I've ever heard.
Right.
If we need to know, because my people perish for lack of knowledge.
Right.
So we need to know so that we can help others from perishing. I hope that makes sense.
I think it does. I mean, it certainly does to me. And again, just to circle back, so Jordy Rose, again, last July at the Tech Vancouver Technology Conference, was saying, okay, so what if, you know, we could build robots in the next 30 years that could do anything people could do, only better, and we could build the robot for $5, sell it for $10, and make a profit to replace your $100,000 a year job. What are you going to do? And people might say, well, that's just crazy talk. Well, first of all, this is one of the most prominent and influential technology figures in the world today. But I've mentioned the year before that, just a few, actually about 7 or 8 months before that, Angus Deaton said the same thing, who is a Nobel Prize winning economist. And there was a Business Insider article, Nobel economist, I don't think globalization is anywhere near the threat that robots are. And Angus Deaton mentioned studies, including World Economic Forum and their Fourth Industrial Revolution nonsense, and the study by Citi and Oxford was also cited, that found that 77% of all jobs in China are at risk of automation, and 57% of all jobs across the developed world, essentially. And they even mentioned back, you know, that was obviously in the 2000 election presidential cycle, and even that article mentioned that Foxconn, right from the end of the article, changes are already starting to be seen. Foxconn, a key manufacturing partner for Apple, Google, Amazon, and the world's 10th largest employer, has already replaced 60,000 workers with robots. And two of the world's 10 largest employers globally, Walmart and the DOD, are using drones for warehouse delivery and surveillance, respectively. And that is, you know, again, you look at these tech conferences. The Disrupt conference in San Francisco, for example, for the last several years, they've been saying in the next 5 years, drones are going to be ubiquitous. Speaking of ubiquity. Anyway.
Well, they are now. Everybody's got to have one, you know, and all the while they're making it illegal to use them in certain areas because that's their, and again, but people are helping them develop their technology through ignorance. And it's just amazing to me, Chris. And I have been as guilty as anyone in the past, but right now I'm doing my best to drag my feet to resist this stuff, to cause heartache when it comes to trying to implement, you know.
Well, what
this thing
I think
we were talking about a while back on digital and electronic payroll and whatnot.
What I would say,
when you've got a problem with the computer, it didn't pay you right, and there's no one to take it to.
Right, exactly. And to me, one of the scariest aspects of all of this is the further up the food chain you go in this advanced high tech. Nightmare, I would call it. The more you realize that psychopathy is kind of at the head of it, and it's sort of a leaderless network that's pushing for transformation of the world. I mean, again, it really feels like, I mean, it's not entirely leaderless, but I mean, in terms of a person that you can find, there's no person. These people talk in the strangest sorts of terms. They say things like, you know, tinkering with the human brain. Tinkering. They're doing all this research. They admit that maybe CRISPR isn't the greatest idea. Maybe we're going to create chimeras and do weird things that might disrupt mankind irrevocably. Who knows? But, you know, we're going to keep tinkering. So, again, you go to humanityplus.org. I mentioned a couple of points. Listen to this and listen to the order, folks. Transhumanist Declaration, number one. I'll just read them in full, the first three. Number one, humanity stands to be profoundly affected by science and technology in the future. Does that mean even if you're a Luddite and you aren't really excited about this, don't necessarily want to participate? Is there an opt-out button, or are we just subjected to the what I call assumptive tyranny? No, you want one button. No, actually, I don't. You know, like Scott Klosowski said, we are going to move from mobile to wearables to implantables. Well, what if I don't want that? What if I don't want it? And, you know, again, you read Kurzweil. What does he foreshadow? I mean, this 2045 deadline essentially is what it serves for these guys. Kurzweil predicted that in a benevolent dictatorship of a benevolent technocratic dictatorship, essentially, that the technology will advance so much and people be sticking this stuff in them so much that if you don't have these technological enhancements, you'll be a shutout. Eventually, phones won't be something you hold anymore. It'll be part of the stuff the circuitry you stick in you. Or maybe it'll just be grown in certain generations. That's what they plan. But Transhumanist Declaration 1, humanity stands to be profoundly affected by science and technology in the future. We envision the possibility of broadening human potential by overcoming aging. Overcoming aging. It's interesting. And by the way, folks, I mentioned it before, but the Bible, the bookends of the Bible, essentially, in Genesis and Revelation, mention the tree of life. So, overcoming aging, cognitive shortcomings, involuntary suffering, and our confinement to planet Earth. Again, these all have biblical implications. Number two, we believe that humanity's potential is still mostly unrealized. There are possible scenarios that lead to wonderful and exceedingly worthwhile enhanced human conditions. Listen to the language. There are possible scenarios. That's number two. But I find this particularly provocative. Number three, we recognize that humanity faces serious risks, especially for the misuse of new technologies. There are possible realistic scenarios that lead to the loss of most or even all of what we hold valuable. Some of these scenarios are drastic, others are subtle. Although progress is change, not all change is progress, which sounds like what I mentioned. You know, Santayana's, the full context of Santayana's quote on a regular basis, even they acknowledge it. So that's point number three. It's sort of an afterthought that maybe this could lead to catastrophic loss and even the loss of most of or all of what we hold valuable. But, you know, some risks. I mean, whatever. We're going to keep tinkering. And
it might.
So, yeah, and this is what I mean. It's just the psychopathy. You know, it's this insane supervillain that has seized power and unlimited funding, unlimited technical resources to just push forward. It's, you know, it's literally like seeing the sort of amalgamation of all of the supervillains we've seen in, you know, fiction over the last 100 years, all wrapped up in one.
Well, if you think about it, Chris, you mentioned yesterday, and I'm sorry to interrupt you, but you mentioned yesterday, I think, about, you know, Chuck Missler telling a joke about get your own dust, okay?
Right.
I remember like in 2010, scientists were thrilled because they had developed a synthetic gene, okay? So take it one step farther. If God did it, if God created man from the dust of the earth and made us, you know, flesh and blood, organic man, the direct opposite would be synthetic biology, which they've been doing for years, and they're going to say, look, we have developed a synthetic man to upload your biological mind in a computer and put it in a synthetic man. Look what we have done all the
right.
They have just God has provided. So these people that are purporting themselves like Richard Seed, I will be God, don't get in my way, we'll have war, blah, 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 that
right.
are professing themselves to be super intelligent, genius of genius, creators of man, creators of their own environment, creators of their destiny, are all a bunch of dummies. Because
yeah.
they don't realize that they're not doing anything that God is not allowing. Why is he allowing it? Because he's letting them. The Bible says that he has their hearts in his hand and turns them like rivers of water. They think they're doing their will. They're doing God's. Just so he can say, well, that's enough. You can't go any farther. You know, you tried, but you can't do it. And it's, we need to be resistant to these technologies. We need to be ready to embrace truth when we hear it. Listen to the little conscience that God has put in you that says you shouldn't be doing that, regardless of what it is. Taking something that's not yours or delving into an area of science or medicine that you know you got no business in because you're not God. Know that you're going to die someday. It could be today.
Yeah.
It could be tomorrow. The key to all of that is just
yeah.
be ready. And do it, and you'll live a long life. I mean, it doesn't mean that you're going to live forever. You're not going to live forever on Earth. But if
yeah.
you take care of what's important, you have eternal life. They're looking for it and rejecting the one that's standing there saying, hey, can I give this to you? They're
yeah.
saying, no, not interested. I'm going to do this on my own.
Yeah. It's,
he's got to be
know,
a very patient creator. Not
yeah.
to just knock them all down and throw them in the fire.
Yeah.
Anyway, I've been on a long time. Thank you. I hope that what I've said, I really hope and pray that somebody's listening that may think about it, that is contemplating, you know, is God real? Is his son, did he really become man through a virgin? The answer is yes. Don't believe me.
Yeah.
You
yeah.
pray. You pray to UFOs. A lot of people will pray to a UFO. Show me a UFO, and believe it when they see one. Just ask God to reveal Himself to you, His truth. See what happens. Thank you again for allowing me, Chris.
You
Have
bet.
A good New Year.
Thanks, John. You too.
All right. Bye.
You know, and again, we've been groomed on this stuff for generations now. We talked about $6 Million Man, Lee Majors, as Steve Austin. And Lindsay Wagner was a bionic woman and all of that kind of stuff. And there was lots more. Mr. Bordop reminds me, Westworld. Westworld was actually based on the 1973 film written and directed by Michael Crichton. And these concepts have been around for a long time. I mean, I was thinking of Gattaca, and Gattaca was already made 20 years ago. I, you know, can't believe that. So, we've been marinating in this stuff for a long time. So, you know, speaking of all of that, so Mr. Bordop says people already joke that it's hard to have a social life without Facebook and social media, but imagine if you literally couldn't. Exactly. And again, I mean, just read Kurzweil's Age of Spiritual Machines. You read the concepts that he wrote about. I mean, it's shocking to me what's happened just in the last 10 years. And you see what bad guys are planning between now and 2020, now and 2025, and obviously 2045. It's very disturbing. Chapter 11, 2029, that passage that I always go back to, direct neural pathways have been perfected for high bandwidth connection to the human brain. This allows bypassing certain neural regions. How many times have we seen that depicted in dystopic science fiction? Total Recall, for example. This allows bypassing certain neural regions, for example, visual pattern recognition, long-term memory, and augmenting or replacing the functions of these regions with computing performed either in a neural implant or externally. So, you know, again, science fiction that was written in the 60s and even before depicting these sorts of scenarios. It's hard to argue when you see that literature and then you see, just skipping forward to 1999, Ray Kurzweil in The Age of Spiritual Machines, which is a disturbing title for starters. What is the age of spiritual machines? What is a spiritual machine? And then you read passages like this, and then you skip forward 20 years to where we are now, and it's sort of ho-hum to say these kinds of things. This is what the predictive programming does. It has the effect of acclimating and anesthetizing us to what otherwise would be horrifying and disturbing, what should be horrifying and disturbing. But, you know, it's all around us. Sticking things in ourselves in an effort to improve life, quality of life and health. We've been led to believe that's what vaccines do, for example. And, you know, speaking of the germ warfare that John mentioned, that, you know, we see Natasha Vita Moore, for example, talking about the human germline. Human germline modification. So that's, again, you quickly start to bump up against the vaccine industry and discussion of transmutagenic technology, essentially, and into CRISPR and all of these other ways that bad guys are trying to mess with our fundamental building blocks as people. Very, very disturbing, in my humble opinion. So, yeah, and speaking of, all of this stuff, you know, Yul Brynner as an android, that's creepy weird. And, you know, Michael Crichton, one of those folks that I don't know. I think based on his body of work, I might consider his death suspicious. But again, that's probably, I've considered it suspicious personally, but that's probably a discussion for a different day. I think we've sort of broached the subject on air, but not really delved into it. But I guess maybe one of the best ways to say it is we've been fed a steady diet of this kind of stuff.